Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming. And on our KGLO live line, we do have with us today Lark Trickstad. Hi, Lark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, it's springtime in Iowa. And
Wonderful.
Yeah, you were saying you're out working outside and everything.
Yeah.
Kind of fun to get those nice warm days to do that, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a good feeling of being tired, you know, when you accomplish something like that. So I enjoy the garden.
For sure. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Your title on the on the program for today on our Caregiver Corner is Never Forget.
Yeah.
And not that any of us would ever forget.
Oh, heaven,
anything.
No.
I can't find my keys. I lost my glasses. I forgot her birthday. Many caregivers think they're losing it when they experience these memory problems. Is it just forgetfulness or something to worry about? What do you think?
Well, you know, I've studied in this area most of my career, but I did find a great post on the National Association of American Baby Boomer Women about this topic. And it reads, with all the news of the increase in cases of dementia and more particularly Alzheimer's disease, you might be wondering if you have an early onset of such a devastating condition. And it's perfectly normal to worry, and it's more likely that you are overloaded with responsibilities and your poor brain just can't keep up with all it's asked to do.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I like
that.
Overloaded. We've all been there.
Yes.
Well, the author, Becky, continues, if your resume includes caregiver, chances are memory glitches could be happening with more and more frequency. You're trying to juggle and you're trying to balance the caring of spouse, children, work, house, yourself. Also providing care for an aging or ill loved one can really leave you overwhelmed and really distracted.
Oh, and yeah, it's just there's no more space there. And, you know, there are many major differences between the normal forgetfulness and the memory loss associated with dementia. According to the Alzheimer's Association, normal forgetfulness is quite common, as we have confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say most of us forget names, dates, or words. But if it comes back to you later, then it's normal forgetfulness.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've forgotten that name, face, or experience and remember it after someone or something reminds you, that's normal. More good news is if you are able to remember information through the use of notes and calendars and other reminders, then it's normal also.
Normal, yes. Well, we always wonder what normal is, right?
Yeah.
There are warning signs that the Alzheimer's Association suggests that you would want to discuss with your doctor. Forgetting things more often and not being able to remember them at all later on.
Yeah.
Difficulty remembering that you perform familiar tasks such as making dinner or taking a shower.
Right. And problems with language such as forgetting simple words or substituting inappropriate words. We call that problems with word finding. And disorientation to time and place such as not knowing where you are or how you got there and not knowing how to get back home. That's pretty frightening.
Understanding normal forgetfulness can help us more gracefully adjust to the challenges of healthy aging. We need to give ourselves and our loved ones more time to recall events, names, words as we age, because normal recall can take just a little bit longer before it comes back.
Exactly. And it's not that we are less intelligent as we age. It just takes longer to reach back in the memory bank to process. And if you want to learn more about Alzheimer's disease, you can go to SageLink and under Aging and Caregiving tab and click on the National Institute of Health videos. The videos are listed in alphabetical order. Click on Alzheimer's disease link and a really good video called Inside the Brain, Unraveling the Mystery of Alzheimer's Disease. Is posted there, and it's 4 minutes and 22 seconds long. And you can also print out the manuscript and use it in class sessions or chat, now that we're getting back together, eventually here this year, in your local clubs or church organization, or you might be able to do that virtually. So there you go.
Good stuff. Yeah, I get. Yeah. It's interesting when you talk about the memory bank, and, you know, sometimes as we get older, that memory bank does have a lot more in it.
Oh, it does. And, you know, we call crystallized knowledge the thing that we've learned through our life, and that's really a great contribution to our family and to our community, is that, you know, there's this stigma that as you get older, you develop dementia, but it's really not. I mean, we all get forgetful and we slow down, but never fear. You know, I think if you have the right information and you read, especially on NorthIowaSageLink.com, it'll be reassuring to you. And if it's not, then you need to get some help or your family member.
So again, it is NorthIowaSageLink.com. And
that's
absolutely free. Nobody's going to charge anything, are they?
No. And we've really been careful to vet the sources. So, you know, you're not getting advertisements, and it pertains to, we have a local quick list, and really for anybody in the North Iowa region that is looking for help, just about self-care and taking care of your family.
Fantastic stuff, Lark. Always great to talk to you. That's good stuff. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. That's Lark Trakstad with us, and that's our Caregiver Corner this week. Again, remember, it's pretty simple. SageLink, NorthIowaSageLink.com.